The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We're back again. We were engaged in a conversation with Lee from Towson there before the break during the news there. And so I guess we'll resume our conversation, and then we'll talk to Glenn in Chestertown. So, Lee, I'm sorry we had to cut you off there in the middle, but what point were we making?
Alan, when I see, as I was on the break, we got Big Brother involved in almost every aspect of what we do, and we're here. We're talking about the blue cats.
Yeah,
having inspections upon fish, and before you get Big Brother involved in all the aspects of what we got going on with fisheries and whatnot, it's gotten too many chiefs and a lot of opinions, but what it boils down to is marketing, and unfortunately, it's the commercial watermen with the blue cats that are going to put the biggest dent in them.
Right.
And when the market comes around, as with any fish or crab or whatever, that's what they need.
Okay. All right. Made your point, buddy. You made your point. I appreciate it. So
yeah, for sure.
Well, we'll keep talking about it. See what happens here in the future. Well, you know, this farm bill is our hope for a helpful solution. But as of right now, the federal government itself has not been part of the solution. More so, part of the problem. So.
Exactly. Did you, Alan, one other quickie, did you hear about this bounty for blue cats and I think it was the West Branch of the Patapsco at $30 a head?
I heard something about it. I don't know much about it. I know that there was a group over there that was offering a bounty. Gary, one of our callers, said that he was going. I sent the information to him. He was going to try and go out and fish for him, but I haven't heard back from Gary. I don't know what the whole program is about. So
again, is that a fishing group or
it's a private organization? No. Private organization.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Well.
So.
That's where it all boils down to is the people, you know, marketing, figuring out a market. The market is the big thing.
Yep, I agree.
As with any fish. Thank you, Alan.
All right, buddy. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Take care.
Okay, take care.
Yep, bye-bye. Let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Yeah, Alan, how you doing?
I'm good, buddy. I'm good.
Yeah. Robin, okay?
Yep, doing all right. She's, Robin is, Robin will be back with us as soon as she possibly can. She asked me to say hello to everybody again this morning, but she's undergoing some stuff. She's got some new therapy going on this week that she's going to start, and she's looking forward to that, going to do the aqua therapy in the pool. And she's just got to build her body back up. She's just got to build her core and build her strength and everything else. And, you know, trying to alleviate some of this back pain that she deals with all the time. So we've been to the surgeons, we've been to the doctors, and you know, she's done the pain therapy, she's done the physical therapy, and it's just a matter of getting in shape. And I will tell you, COVID you know, staying in and staying home and that type of thing, that did a lot of damage to a lot of different people. And I will not blame COVID for everything, but I do know that it slowed us down. It hurt our business. It hurt her physically, and the recovery is a longer process than we had hoped. So to say, you know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah.
Anyway, how about things in your world?
Yeah, just same old, same old.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotcha. So, yeah, anything planned this week?
Yeah, I guess nothing real special. Unless I don't forget something.
Unless you forgot. Well, that's possible. That, as we get older, we tend to forget stuff. You know what I mean? So, yes, indeed. So, well, anyway, a lot of folks I know are getting ready for turkey season. I'm hearing some of that. The fishing season is kind of a, you know, it's kind of a bust for a lot of people. We'll keep on as long as we can go. You know, keep going. Working on Maryland Loves Crabs magazine, working on big ass fish about the invasive. So if anybody out there has any photos of snakeheads, blue catfish, flathead catfish, or carp that you've caught, we'd love to see those. You can email those to ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Same way with the crab pictures. We're looking for a cover for the 2024 Maryland Loves Crabs, and it can be anything. We prefer, of course, you know, somebody out there catching live crabs, and kids are great. You know, we love those pictures too. Even eating crabs, catching crabs, that kind of thing. We'd love to see that. We talked to one of our wholesalers here the other day who was with us in the very first issue, very first couple issues, and then we kind of the principal passed away, and we kind of lost contact, and now we're back, and we're looking forward to working with them as well. So a lot of great stuff happening with the Maryland Loves Crabs and those two magazines coming out this spring. So anyway, 410 WCBM 680 is our phone number. Glenn, listen, man, I appreciate the call. Stay in touch. I'll tell Robin you called, and we're good, right?
Any event coming up that you're going to be doing?
Not anything right now. We've been talking to Schrader's, and we'll let you know. I've got a birthday in the middle of the month. I think Robin and I are going to go away for a couple days over my birthday. And
Happy birthday.
Yeah, that's coming up in mid-May. So we're a month away from that at least. So I'm not too worried about it. But I'll let everybody know if we've got anything planned here shortly. Okay.
All right,
buddy. Thank you, Glenn.
Okay.
We'll talk later. Bye. See you, buddy. Bye, bye. All right. Hey, Tackle Box Tim, we got to take a little break, and we'll come right back for you with your call. So got to tell the folks about some of our sponsors, including Bell Creek Equipment. They're having their open house today. Yeah. Fun for the kids, like baby goats, and the Caroline County Humane Society is going to be there with adoption dogs, and there'll be fun and deals on equipment for everybody. Food and refreshments, too. You can browse the many tractors, the mowers, the UTVs, the accessories from the top names in the industry, the ATVs, the factory reps, all at Bell Creek Equipment in Preston. Branson Tractors, LS Tractors, TYM, Bad Boy Tractors and Mowers, Coyote Tractors and UTVs, Xmark, Hustler, Spartan, CF Moto ATVs, Ventrac, the new one, and UTVs, Husqvarna Power Equipment and Echo Equipment too. Financing is available. And there's three-point hitch equipment. If you're putting in a new plot, if you're putting in a food plot, if you need some brush hogging done, on your farm, on your lease, on your hunting club, Why not stop by and take a look at the Tar River Tillers, the Ironcraft, and No-Till Plot Planters? If you need any equipment for the farm, for the home, for the club, for the lease, stop by during Bell Creek Equipment Open House. That's today. Bell Creek Equipment, 21927, 21927, Dover Bridge Road between Easton and Preston on the main route, Dover Bridge, right up the street. Call 410-673-2700. Visit bellcreekequipment.net for all the brands. And that number at Bell Creek Equipment is 410-673-2700. You will be glad you did. So, I told you I'd tell you about a little bit about Clyde Sports Shop and their Browning Firearms. They are your Maryland hunting headquarters for Browning Firearms. There's a new 22 that they're featuring in their ad. It's called the T-Bolt Sporter. It's got a beautiful walnut stock, a straight comb, fine checkering. It's a beautifully blued piece of equipment. Sling studs, the Sporter weight barrel. Satin-finished walnut stock with traditional point checkering pattern, straight pull, bolt action, dual extractors with a red cocking indicator band. It's got a top tang safety. Jinx, quit barking. It's got a top tang safety, adjustable trigger, double helix rotary box magazine. It is called the T-Bolt Sporter in 22. Why not take a look at that? They still have the A5 vintage tan A5 autoloader shotgun, reliable short recoil operated autoloading shotgun with a rugged composite stock. It's got a textured gripping surface, a shim adjustable for length of pull, cast and drop, full coverage retro vintage tan camo finish, just like back in the day. Invector DS choke tubes. You ought to take a look at these two firearms when you stop by Clyde Sport Shop to pick up your fishing tackle, your crabbing supplies. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway, exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. It could be Halethorpe, too. 242-6108 for firearms licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting. Clyde Sport Shop is open 7 days a week. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Mil-Spec Spray-On Truck Liners. Mil-Spec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And Mil-Spec Liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Mil-Spec Liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Mil-Spec Liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These Mil-Spec Liner dealers can install any truck accessories too. Tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a Mil-Spec Liner today.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, when I was a kid, I'd take a trip every summer down to Mississippi, visit my granny and her antebellum world. I'd run barefooted all day long, climbing trees, free as a song. One day, I happened to catch myself a squirrel. Well, I stuffed him down in an old shoebox and punched a couple holes in the top. When Sunday came, I snuck him into church. I was sitting way back in the very last pew, showing him to my good buddy Hugh. When that squirrel got loose, went totally berserk. What happened next is hard to tell. Some thought it was heaven, some thought it was hell. But the fact that something was among us was plain to see. As the choir sang, I surrender all, a squirrel ran up Harv Newland's coveralls. Harv leaped to his feet and said, something's got a hold on me. Yeah! The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping the pews and shouting, hallelujah. Well, Harv hit the aisle dancing and screaming. Some thought he had religion, others thought he had a demon. And Harv thought he had a weed eater loose, and he threw to the moon. He fell to his knees to plead and beg, and that squirrel ran out of his britches leg unobserved to the other side of the room. All the way down to the Amen pew, where sat Sister Bertha, better than you, who'd been watching all the commotion with sadistic glee. Should have seen that look in her eyes when that squirrel jumped her garters and crossed her thighs. She jumped to her feet and said, Lord, have mercy on me.
Sister Bertha, better than you. I love it. Gotta love Ray Stevens, man. Yeah, the call on the streak. Yeah, let's talk. That, speaking of streaking, let's talk to Tackle Box Tim. Morning, Tim. How are you?
Yes, sir. I remember that well.
What's going on, buddy?
Well, I want to kind of go back to a caller last week who asked, what will all this muddy, dirty water do to the fish? And I do like your answer that it doesn't matter because they're already wet.
Oh, by the way, with all the rain that we did have this week, just so you know, Tim, the fish are not any wetter than they were last week.
This is true. from a fisherman's perspective, though, especially when it comes to bass, it really shortens up strike zones on fish.
Oh, sure. They can't see it. They can't, yeah.
Their second sense is... They can't see it, but also when you talk about their lateral line, the siltiness in the water kind of affects the way they feel things.
It makes it feel a little mud. The vibrations are a little muddier, so to speak, huh?
A little bit more muddled, so you kind of adjust on that. Use brighter lures to give a better silhouette in the dirty water.
That's where something like an inline MEP spinner or something like that, or a rattling bait, or
yeah.
You know, it might be a little too cold for the top water stuff like your buzz baits and stuff. But you know, those rattling baits, lipless crank baits, and things like that, and inline spinners were great for anything and everything, no matter what you're fishing for.
And a lot of times, this generation isn't really apt to throw the spinner bait, but if you go with like the tandem round blade style baits and
they really thump down, yeah,
so they can feel that heavy vibration of those round blades, that'll get them.
That's a Colorado blade, right?
Yeah, the Colorado blades, if you do them in tandem,
yeah,
good enough, pair them up so they don't it doesn't affect the way the bait comes through the water. Sometimes
yeah.
If you get too big a blade, that the lure will kind of sway back and forth and it kind of throws things off.
Yeah, so you want to keep with your bright colors, your whites, your chartreuse, your bright blues, and things like that.
And dark colors, too. Say, if you wanted to throw the old pig and jig, maybe go with black blue because it's going to throw out a bigger silhouette and have a big skirt on it.
Yeah.
That way, you know, it's got a silhouette and it's a big silhouette.
Yeah. Yep,
maybe throw a rattle on the jig too, so they can hear it a little bit.
Yeah, that'd be good. One of the biggest fish I ever hooked on a jig was a bumblebee color jig, yellow and white, yellow and black wraps, and I think it had black skirt on it of some kind, with a chunk of Nightcrawler on it because I was meat fishing at the time, believe it or not. And I, I was dead stuck it in the corner of the boat while we were fishing other stuff. We were on the Susquehanna River below Sealens Grove, Pennsylvania, in my 14-foot John boat. And we hooked a fish. I thought I was snagged. I honestly did.
When you hook into a bigger fish, a lot of times it just feels like you're snagged until it moves off.
Well, it turned out that it was a big buffalo fish, bigger than a carp.
Hmm.
Looked like it was close to 4 feet long. It was immense. It was immense, Tim. And it took our boat from the shoreline out to the middle of the river in the current, and it was Kathy, my wife at the time, and our stepson Eric at the time. It spun us around and around and around as we continued downstream, and I fought it as hard as I could, and I said, you know what, we're headed for the rocks. I got to get this boat under control. I got to get this motor started and get this boat under control and get out of here because we're not making any progress with this fish, and I put tremendous pressure on that fish to bring it to the top. When the thing came up, it looked like a submarine. It was amazing, the size of this fish. And pop the hook. I think I might have straightened it, to be honest with you. And it was that big. And the fish rolled and went away, and we got the motor started and got out of there. But we were in peril at that time. Of course, you don't want to crash the boat with your family in it. So
no, safety first.
So fish went away. I'd love to see what it was. I'd love to land that fish. I'd love to see exactly how big it was. But that particular spot was known for those buffalo fish, which people don't even know they're out there, but they are indeed. So
you mentioned that particular time you put a night crawler on. Another thing
I did
is add scent to your bait.
You can do that. I do that all the time, too, when I'm smallmouth fishing. No bait, just like the garlic dip. Adds a little color to the skirt or to the...
You've got the gels that smell like crawfish and shad and such, too. That helps.
When Berkeley first came out with... What do they call it now? What are their Berkeley baits infused with now?
Well, you've got the power worms, but you also have the gulp stuff.
Gulp, yeah. When that first came out, it came in a little squirt bottle, and we had got a couple samples of it from the folks at Berkeley, and were fishing in Canada for smallmouth and largemouth bass, and the largemouth were on the trees and the smallmouth were on the rocks. And we put that stuff on. I can't tell you if it made any difference or not, but it was fun to talk about it, you know, put it on the bait and say, well, now let's see if this compares with somebody who doesn't have it and that type of thing. So
right.
That was a fun trip. I caught 50-some bass that trip in a couple of days. Yeah. It was
there's big debate on it. If it does, you know, whatever scent you're using, does it give you more strikes? Does it actually either the fish into, oh, that's a crawfish when it looks like a whatever, but it doesn't hurt to kind of like mask our scent.
That's the main thing. It's to mask the human scent. That's for sure. That's the whole thing.
If we used scented soap before we went fishing, or we went to the gas station and got a little splash of gas on us.
Well, you know, one of the old things was if you spit on your bait, you know, it'll bring you luck. And the science behind that is probably more than people realize, because your saliva has enzymes in it to help you break down food. So if you spit on your bait, those enzymes will tend to reduce the amount of human odor on your bait.
Huh. Interesting.
How about that? Now, I don't know if that works with tobacco juice or not.
It depends on the flavor, I guess.
Well, I quit tobacco in the 70s, so, you know, I've been pretty healthy ever since. But, you know, to spit on your bait, that's the old legend, you know, and those old-timers, they were right about some of that stuff. Just like when the cows are laying down, you're not going to catch any fish.
Yeah, I have a bass fishing friend who pays attention to that on the way to the ramp. If they're laying down, it's going to be a tough day. If they're up and chewing or whatever, he said, it's going to be a good day.
He's right. He's absolutely right. All has to do with the solar cycle. 100% has to do with an animal's natural clock that they develop. You know,
he also keys on other wildlife activity. If he sees a fox in a field or if he sees if he's not on the way to the ramp where there's cows, he looks for other activity.
It all relates. I mean, the wildlife and the domestic animals will feed at the same time because they all have this internal clock, and it's all based on gravitational pull of the Earth.
Yep.
So we've talked about that at length. So.
Yeah, we tidal fishermen know all about the gravitational pull of the moon.
The tides, yeah, absolutely. Yep. So when's the best tide time to fish? High tide,
Yep.
All right, buddy. You got a lure promotion coming up this year for us again?
I do, Alan. We're going to start out with the perk package in May and go through the bass and snakehead package like we did last year.
That'd be great.
That was a little bit of a challenge. I do like challenges, and then we're going to go to a couple of striper packages.
Good deal. Good deal. Very good. All right. Well, we'll look forward to starting that first Saturday in May, buddy.
You got it, Alan.
All right. Hey, the Bay Bridge collapse, does that have bearing on your perch fishing this year?
No, it does, because I have some spots, upriver from the bridge, but a lot of my spots are on the Sparrows Point side, which is outside the bridge, or on the Pasadena side. So we'll deal with it. Hey, there's more important things going on than me trying to catch a fish.
There's no question. But, I fished with you over that way, and I just wondered, how that would affect what you do in that area.
By the time I'm ready to go and do it, they may have things open, and, you may be able to navigate down inside the bridge and hit some of those spots. It seems like they're making pretty good progress on it already.
No, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
All right.
See you later, bud.
Take care.
Take care. You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. We have Bob on hold. He's up in Hartford County. Let's talk to Bob, and then we'll take our next break. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Hey, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. You?
Good. Not bad. But just wanted to call and remind listeners that this is the time of the year when a lot of community organizations, fishing clubs are doing youth fishing rodeos throughout the state.
Right.
And I hope some of the listeners can take advantage of that, taking their children or grandchildren out. Or if they don't have any, they can actually call up the organizers and see if they can need some volunteers for the events.
Yep, you're exactly right. And I appreciate you bringing that up, that's for sure. That's for sure. So, get the kids out there. I mean, our grandkids are 3 and 4, and they love to go out in the creek and do some fishing and that type of thing, which is, which is good.
A lot of them have, they'll present awards and have prizes for the kids.
And
some of them actually do some lunches and cook up some hot dogs and stuff like that.
Yep. So. Yep. So it's always a good time. No question.
If they visit the Maryland DNR website and just Google Maryland Youth Fishing Rodeos, it'll pop up with the
There's a schedule already online, that's for sure.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, man. All right, Bob. Appreciate the call.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
Take care. Bye bye.
Bye
bye. Speaking of that, the DNR is presenting a couple of workshops, the Beyond Becoming an Outdoor Woman Wellness Workshop. The registration closes soon on that. Go to DNR and just hit Beyond, B-O-W. You'll come up with that for the ladies who want to learn more about that. And then the Hunting 101 Workshop, University of Maryland Extension. This is going to be in Bozeman, right down the street here. Pre-registration is required. Go umd.edu/hunting101 to register. There are a few spots available, or you can go to the DNR website, go to the press room, and take a look at that, or go to the hunting page, hunting and shooting sports page, and they'll be able to help you with that. So, all right, here we are. Spurry's Tire Service, located a quarter of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's just off Route 50. That's in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. Good people. Brent and the crew, fantastic to deal with. Featuring American-made bridge, you know, somebody that really cares about you. That's the thing. They care about their customers. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck. And that's any make, any model of car, any model of truck, all the way up to the giant monster trucks or the tiniest cars. And Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your barnyard or your backyard. It's that time of year when the farmers are getting out and doing their planting and doing their cultivating and all that type of stuff. And a tire goes down, they call Spurry's. At least here they do, that's for sure. Garden tractors to farm tractors and any equipment in between. If you own a trailer of any kind, an ATV, Spurry's probably does more trailer tires than anybody, I would say, in the Western Hemisphere. So, Spurry's has the tires. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair. They'll check, they'll diagnose, they'll repair your vehicle when that old dreaded check engine light comes on. They have a 24-hour truck service. All that and more has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin, me, and our family. Daughter just got, you know, a set of four tires from Spurry's, satisfied for over 30-plus years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. You can call Spurry's Tire Service, too, if you like, 410-822-7384. You got your tire size on the side of your tire. Call them up and say, I need a set of whatever size, and they'll be able to give you a quote right over the phone. Visit their website, spurriestire.com, 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. That number, again, no appointment needed for tires, 410-822-7384. Hey, Bell Creek Equipment in Preston, right up the road from Spurry's Tire Service. They're having their open house today with fun and deals for the whole family. Baby goats for the kids. The Caroline County Humane Society is going to be there with adoption dogs. Plenty of food, plenty of refreshments if you stop by. You can browse the many tractors and mowers and UTVs and ATVs and accessories from the top names in the industry at Bell Creek Equipment in Preston. If you've got a farm, you got a place that you lease, you got a hunting club, you need some equipment, you want to, you know, mow some brush, you want to plant a food plot, why not stop by? Branson Tractors, LS Tractors, TYM, Bad Boy Tractors and Mowers, Coyote Tractors and UTVs, Exmark, Hustler, Spartan, CF Moto ATVs and UTVs, Husqvarna Power Equipment, Echo Equipment, with financing available, and factory reps on hand. There's a three-point hitch equipment over there, like Tar River Tillers. These are cool, very cool looking. The SAYA, S-A-Y-A model from Tar River. Ironcraft and no-till plot planters. If you need any equipment for the farm or the home, stop by during the Bell Creek Equipment open house all day today. And you can see that great mossy oak, 100% mossy oak camo trailer. A camo trailer, a tractor, 100% camo, one of 100 from LS. And the folks at Mossy Oak in their Gamekeepers edition. That's today at Bell Creek Equipment, 21927 Dover Bridge Road in Preston, 410-673-2700. It's going to be a nice day. Why not stop by Bell Creek Equipment, bellcreekequipment.net. That number for Bell Creek again, 410-673-2700. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website, belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, we're back. Kinda. I want to tell you about Clyde's Pork Chop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne or Halethorpe, wherever they 227 is. 21227. Maybe somebody can call and help me out. What do you call that area? All right. Clyde's is stocking, you know, they're open 7 days a week, and they're stocking everything you need for fishing. They got a whole complement of rods and reels. Really nice stuff. Good looking stuff from folks like Shakespeare, and they've got Penn. They've got just a whole bunch of them. The St. Croix rods are just fantastic. And I like the, I honestly like the Pfluger President series of spinning reels. They're moderately priced, and they're a great reel. I'll be using, you know, I've been using the Pflugers for a long, long time, and I like that company. So why not stop by and take a look? And any terminal tackle you need too. I mean, circle hooks, weights, bobbers, top and bottom rigs. If you, you know, if you're a live bait fisherman, they've got live bait, frozen bait. They've got minnows, and anything and everything you need if you're a bait fisherman as well. So, you know, they've got everything for crabbing too. They've got the traps, they've got the nets, the gloves, the measures, the trot line, the trot line at parts as well. So why not stop and see the full selection there at Clyde Sports Shop? Stop by this weekend. It's going to be nice. You know, it's a little cool, but we're getting ready to go fishing, folks. Whatever it is, perch, trout, trout season's in, pickerel are biting, bass season right around the corner, and don't forget we've got that striped bass season coming up too, so they got all the lures and baits for that as well. Why not stop by? Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, 242-6108, that phone number 410-242-6108, open 7 days a week. Clyde Sports Shop, fishing, crabbing, hunting, guns, ammo. You'll enjoy all of it. Licenses, too. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories too. Tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
All right, there we go. Let's talk to Linda over there in Baltimore. Good morning, Linda. How are you?
Hi, hon. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, well. I'm recovering. I had to go to Sinai the other day. Let me tell you, they are wonderful. The nurses there and everybody in the waiting room, it's just a wonderful place if you have to go.
Yeah.
And you ain't been feeling good. And they, boy, I tell you. But Alan, my favorite fishes are gefilte fish.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fish salad, lox.
Yeah.
I get them all at the, I don't know if you allow me to do a free advertisement, but.
Since it's you, go for it one time.
Okay. I get it at 7 Mile Market.
Okay. Got it. Yeah.
And whitefish salad is so good. Oh, my
yeah.
God. Oh, God, it's so good. I don't eat meat, but I do eat fish.
And, yep.
I love your show.
You know what gefilte fish is, right?
No, not. I don't know how it's made. I don't know what it's made from.
Well, it's a little fish loaf, basically. It's ground fish or boiled fish that's formed into a loaf and then, you know, flavored and so forth. But part of that is carp, part of that is pike, and other fish that are involved in that. So yeah, if you like that, that is not a fish you can go out and catch, a gefilte fish. It's a combination. A combination thereof. So, yeah, don't go to Clyde's and tell them you want to go gefilte fishing. They might laugh you out of the store.
So. I started to tell you, I went to Sinai, and I was there, and the only thing that was wrong was that I had bronchitis.
Oh, wow.
But yeah. I passed all my tests, and I was really, you know, well taken care of, I have to tell you.
I got you. Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. Well, have a good happy birthday. When's your birthday?
May 19th. It's a Sunday.
Wait, May the 19th. So you're a Taurus.
I am a Taurus. Yeah.
You're a Taurus.
Correct.
I'm a Pisces.
Yeah. You're a Pisces.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. Well, very good.
Yeah. And I'll end with this. Do you know the mushroom that went to a party?
No, what happened to the mushroom that went to a party?
Well, he said, why are you all being so mean to me? I'm a fun guy.
And with that, Linda had to walk the plank.
I'm your only lady to call today. And
I know.
All your little assistants. You know, they all have wonderful comments.
They do. They do indeed. My co-hosts, I call them.
Oh, they're wonderful. Say hi to Robin.
I will. Thank you.
You know, I understand, you know, like not feeling well.
Yeah.
And
Saturday seems to have become her day of rest. So that's good. I'm just going to let her rest.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Linda, thanks for the call, girl.
Thank you, honey.
See ya.
Okay.
Bye-bye. There she goes. 410 WCBM 680. Roger, Catonsville. Good morning, Roger. How are you?
Good. How are you, Alan?
I'm good.
Hey, my best to Robin.
I appreciate that.
She's great when she's on.
I know it.
She's
great when she's not.
I call it Lansdowne. Clyde Sports Shop in Lansdowne. That's what I call it.
That's what I've always called it.
Yeah.
You know, I've been here 35 years, and I've always called it Lansdowne, and then somebody said Halethorpe, and I'm like, is it really? So, you know, but I don't know what 21227 actually is. So.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's a Baltimore zip code, but I don't know what it's called.
Right, so. Right. Hmm. Well, I got a joke for you, or you've heard it.
Go ahead.
Okay. You know, you can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish.
That is true.
You like that?
I like that. Yep, I like that.
I stole that from REO Speedwagon.
I got you. So why are fish smart?
I don't know.
Because they're always in schools.
Okay, that's not bad.
How can you tell how much a fish weighs? By the scales.
By the scale. Oh.
By the scales.
Oh, good. Not bad.
I like it. Not bad. I thought I had a future in the circus. They hired me as a human cannonball. Then they fired me.
Uh-huh. You heard about the fire at the shoe factory, right?
I heard that 35 souls were lost.
Started by a heel.
Okay. We're done. Thank you. Have a great day. See you later. Bye-bye. Oh, my gosh. 410 WCBM 680. How much time do we have? We've got a couple minutes left. We have time for another. Yeah. Okay. Very good. Thank you for the photo there, Tackle Box Tim. Ask her father to send me a text with a written permission to publish it. That's all I need. If she's a junior, a youngster. All right. 410 WCBM 680. Let's see. Yes, I did, John. Exactly right. I knew what I was doing. We won't share that over the air. Ah, gotcha. Sometimes we have more fun off the air than we do on the air, folks, with the people who text our show and email and that type of thing. It's kind of fun to watch that progression while we're on the air. So, anyway. General Assembly. Nothing is set in stone until sine die. It looks like the 11% sales tax on firearms and ammunition is not going to make it. It's not going to make it into law. That's a good thing. It looks like the $300,000 liability insurance for firearms owners is not going to make it. It's also failed. It also looks like the lead ammo ban is going to fail or not be voted on. Let's put it that way. What else is there? The only thing that did not pass, or one of the things that did not pass, was the repeal of the 10/30 ban for Dorchester County Sunday hunting. That has failed. So Dorchester County's on those Sunday hunting extensions that, you know, came into effect here recently that have the 10/30 limit. The 10/30 limit in Dorchester County will remain. So, but in effect, no harm has come to hunting in Maryland in the General Assembly this year as of today. Sine die is Monday, but it does look like that the some of those bills were not voted on in committee, not likely to be voted on, including the ones I just mentioned, the lead ammo ban, the $300,000 in liability insurance, and the 11% sales tax. It was changed from an excise tax, which the dealer would have had to pay, to a sales tax, which means the consumer would have had to pay. The news we had last week was that the tax-hungry General Assembly was going to pass that, but they have failed to vote on it as of today. So, you know, we have, 40 hours left in session or 30 hours or something like that until sine die on Monday. So anything can happen. But it looks like those measures will not make the cut, not be presented to the governor. That's a good thing, folks. That's a good thing. All right. Are we out of time there, Aaron? I don't hear the music just yet. Well, maybe we have time for it. We have any other callers online? Not right now. Okay, very good. So I'll keep talking, I guess. I'll keep talking. There's our buddy Camo Preacher. How about that? Let's see. How can I get to that and read that? Doggone it. Something happened here to my messenger. But well, we'll see what Camo Preacher has to say, but we're glad to hear from you, Russ, and I might have to do something here. Set up a way to access your chat history. Create a pin. I don't want to create a pin. I hate Facebook. I hate all social media, but it's a necessary evil for business and to communicate with people. So, but we'll get in touch with Camo Preacher. Maybe send me a text, Russ, if you have my phone number. That would be greatly appreciated. I know Messenger's easier for you. Got a text that the Bard Owls are calling this morning from our buddy Tom, and we appreciate that. We love to hear those Bard Owls out there when we're getting ready to do some hunting. Who cooks for you? Love to hear that. And then we love to hear them chat back and forth when they chuckle at each other. Yep. Especially when there's three or four of them going around you, and you're sitting in your tree and they're calling back and forth. That's so much fun. All right. I love nature. I love being out there in God's nature. Yep, it's God's nature, not Mother's nature. It's God's nature, the nature of God, I like to call it. That's how he expresses himself to us. We see the leaves coming on the trees right now. Who put that in motion? Who planned that? You know, we see the grass growing. Who planned that? See the flowers coming up every year, the jonquils and the daffodils this time of year. Yeah. Ah, gotta love nature. All right, there's the music. Finally the music saved me today from yakking. Yes. I got a little cabochon here in my lap who's just loving on me too. And the big dog sitting over here on my leg. Yeah. Yep. All right. Two dogs on my lap, ladies and gentlemen. Life doesn't get much better than that. All right. Get out, stay safe. If you got to leave us right now, make sure you tell your family how much you love them and give the Lord thanks for this beautiful day. See you next week.